Now, parents of young children may want to start saving a little harder from now on their child's private schooling education, as they're going to be spending $500,000 or so just on one child. The revelation's been forecasted by the Australian Scholarship Group today after releasing its Planning for Education Index, which gives parents of children born this year an indication of how much they'll need to save for public, private and religious schooling. Joining me on the line to explain how they've arrived at this this figure, these forecasts, is John Villagrinas, the Chief Executive of the Australian Scholarship Group. Thanks for your time, John.
Pleasure, Warren.
Well, we're talking about, what, over $500,000 for a Sydney private school. This is between kindergarten and year 12. And I think it was about, what, $72,000, $73,000 for a public school.
Yes, that's right. So basically what the index is showing us is that irrespective of the type of schooling that you're choosing for your child, it's certainly not going to be free, and you do need to start planning early.
Yeah, that's a misconception, isn't it? We think we live in a welfare society and therefore education is free, public education is free, but not the case.
No, not quite the case. Now, you know, it's very true that our governments do play a part and certainly minimise the cost of education, particularly in our public schools, because school fees are a relatively small component of that cost. But when you consider all of the other costs, in January is when parents feel it most. New school shoes, uniforms, textbooks, computers, laptops, all of these types of items really add up.
Yeah, well, they do. And look, you mentioned that last one. I think it's the one that's sort of added to the list in more recent years, and that is the electronic equipment.
Indeed. Over the last 5 years, that's become far more prevalent. And, there's been a bit of a raging debate over the last couple of weeks about the impact that bring-your-own-device policies are really having on children and parents in particular.
Well, that's one where we could end up with a situation of the haves or have-nots, because I always liked our public system was really a relatively level playing field, that a child... I mean, obviously, your background has a role if your parents aren't supportive. But let's say, all things being equal, a child can make a go of it no matter where they come from or how much money their parents have. But that sort of is one area where more money helps a child, doesn't it? Because you can buy a better laptop or better equipment.
Well, that's right. And sometimes it's the case that it's not a choice of the parent as to which laptop or tablet they buy, because sometimes they're specifically mandated.
Oh, are they?
Schools.
Yeah. Oh, per school.
Yeah, per school. So, because they need to support a certain type of software, or they need to function at a particular rate.
I mean, I don't want to blow this out of proportion. I think, really, our public education system is quite affordable. But you do have to acknowledge it's over $5,000 a child per year. So, if you have three children, that's still $15,000 you'd have to come up with.
Yes, absolutely, and as I said, it doesn't matter what type of schooling your child is likely to pursue. It's still going to be a cost, and all we're wanting to do is make sure that parents are aware of this and that they do start to plan early, because obviously the earlier you start to plan, the easier it will become, because you don't have to necessarily face the issue when it arises.
Well, if you want private education in Sydney, your figures for that are a bit of a wake up call. If you've got two kids, that's over $1 million.
Indeed, and in some instances, two or three children would mean that it could be equivalent or more than the family home. So it's a big investment.
So how do you actually plan for the future with this? It's one thing to track what the costs have been. How do you project?
Well, one of the things we do know is that over the last 10 years, the education CPI has actually risen at twice the headline rate of inflation. So the specific inputs that go into accruing an education have been rising at a greater rate than the general basket of services and goods. And so what we do is we are actually quite conservative in our estimates, because we only use CPI to forecast forward. So we take the base costs as they are at the moment and then use CPI to forecast over the 15 or 18-year journey that most of these children will go through.
Okay, and what would be the biggest proportion of this? You said that we have electronics, we obviously have clothing. Is it the school fees?
Generally, it's extracurricular activities and the electronics that are the two more substantive items. School fees are definitely there, but in relative terms, they're not the largest component.
Right. So as you say, if you know this, if you have a child this year or today, whenever, that you are up for these sorts of costs, it helps you to get that bit of a buffer, I suppose, in the years before kindergarten.
Absolutely. I liken it to any other major life event, similar to retirement savings. You don't start 1 or 2 years out from prospective retirement. You've really got to start early to try and get ahead of the curve.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much for your time. Much appreciated.
Absolute pleasure, Warren.
John Vellegrinis, the chief executive of what they call the Australian Scholarship Group. So, you know, some information, I guess, if it's very important for your planning. Makes you wonder, though, the difference between private school and public school. And we all are tainted in our opinion about this, whether or not, I suppose, you went to a private school and a public school and what your own impressions of that were or experiences. I went to a public school, didn't have a problem at all. So therefore, I sit here, I have to be honest with you, and go, $500,000 versus $72,000, that's a big difference. Other people, of course, have different perspectives on this, and it's not just necessarily to do with school marks. You might say, okay, I'm a bit worried about the socialisation factor of a public school, particularly if you're living in some areas. And there's no way of skirting around that issue, is there? Some areas around any city, particularly in Sydney, have better public schools than others. And not even to do with infrastructure, not even to do with teachers. It's just to do with, to be honest with you, the other kids they're going to be mixing with. So that might be a reason why you decide to go public or private school. But do you think it is really worth that big of a difference? The difference between $72,000 and more than $500,000 in order to send a kid to school, and that only is between year five and, sorry, not year five, they're being five, they'd be kindergarten and year 12. Many, of course, spending quite a bit of money before that now when it's deemed necessary to go to preschool, things like that. Now, I said we're going to